Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 02 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 04 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 05 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 06 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta Kilo. Anybody on this morning?
Good morning. 07 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
W8SSR, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 09 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 10 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 11 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KB80OE mobile. KB80OE.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
T-O-T-D-I-S. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Node 3087788 connected to LaPierre VHF. Node 3058533 connected to LaPierre VHF.
W8YRC, N8XP.
I guess I'm doing it right. I have forgot how to do it, but it looks like I'm transmitting.
No, you're making it through now. I'm on a work call. I just want to make sure you got through. W8YRC, N8XP.
Yeah, you fixed it. 73, W8YRC.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. VHF hub disconnected. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy.
67 degrees.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net hits every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, WAYRC. Well, my name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations who wish to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take our general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
KBAWGG, Georgia, Flushing.
KC8VAJ, Dick.
All right, guys, we got KBAWGG and KC8VHA checked in. Any other stations, please call now.
N8PST. This is W8YRC.
All right, N8PST and W8YRC, we got you on the list. One more time, any other stations before we go up to the top? Please call now.
This is KE8FOQ, Myra and Lapeer.
All right, good evening, Myra. Got you on the list. All right, let's go up to the top, and we'll take another standby here in a few minutes. George, go ahead, standby Dick. KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
Evening, this is KB8WGG. Fantastic weather today. If you like showers and things like that. Had a great deal to get ahead. Someone's get some siding done on the house. We had a area in the back, well, on the south side, the north side of the house was pretty real rugged with aluminum siding. So we had them replace it and put new aluminum siding on it. An area about, maybe 20 by 8, approximately $500 for the siding. I don't think it. But then what do you want? Aluminum is not exactly the most advantageous metal in the world. Almost as much as gold. But anyways, it's done. Thank God. I was hoping they could do it a little earlier, but the guys couldn't get here until today. And it was sprinkly when they put it on, so I don't know. I hope there's no mold underneath. That's the main thing. Let me see. What else? Everything else is doing good. Linda went shopping. Only $200 worth of groceries. And it didn't look like that much when she brought it in the house, I'll tell you that. But then again, prices with our illustrious government as we have it now. But that's the way it is. I hope it changes a great deal. But nothing I can do about it until it changes, if it changes. All right, KBAWGG, I will be here.
Well, very good on the siding there, George. And, our weather, it could be worse. We've got friends in Georgia that are evacuating north on Wednesday because of the hurricane that's coming in. So it could be worse. I think it's 15, a maximum of 15 feet of surge. One part of the west side of Florida. I was looking at a whip, some kind of news thing today. Up to 15 feet of water, if you can imagine that. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by, Rob. KC8VHA, KB8TA.
Good evening, everybody. Everything is fine here. I got my wife home from the hospital yesterday, so she was there for four weeks. So that was good. Last week, Kevin, you mentioned a big bunch of smoke over an area. Well, that, I know the fellow that is a wife that owns that house that burned. I guess the basement, other than getting water damage and stuff, was okay, but and one bedroom was not bad, but the rest of the house and the garage and his gator that he's sitting in the garage, John Deere gator, was all gone, and, you know, they were, of course, in shock, and, the insurance company's working with them and advanced them some money up front, and there's a church next door, and the church next door is, they have a travel trailer, so they're staying in a travel trailer at the moment. The church next door lets them go in and use the bathrooms there, and even brings them some meals, and some of the other neighbors, he didn't know there was that many good people around, he says. Other neighbors are doing things for him, so it's going to be a long road, but you lose your house, and that's a kind of a rough deal. So back to you, Kevin, KC8VHA.
Yeah, that is a rough deal, Dick. I hate to see that happen to anyone. I look around our house and think if it went up, we'd lose years of money. But, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. It must have been a pretty good fire. I could see that smoke. I was heading west on 69, and I don't really know when I first started seeing it, but I was quite a ways east on 69 when I did see it. So. And that church across the road is Mike's here in just a few minutes down the list. That's Mike's church. So I'm glad to hear they're getting some help there. All right, Rob, go ahead. Stand by Mike, NAPSD, KBATAR.
KBATAR in the net. This is Rob, NAPSD. Well, I guess I'm going to count my blessings that I don't have any fancy news like that to report. It's just been the regular drag at work. But it's work that's got to get done, so they can pay me to do it. Other than that, it's been a quiet few days. So I'll be listening in. Back to net control. This is NAPSD.
Yeah, they're still paying me to do work too, Rob. So we'll see how long it lasts. I don't know if I'm more sick of them or they're more sick of me. I guess we'll find out. So let's see. Mike, go ahead. Stand by Myra. W8YRC, 88TAR.
Yeah, good evening, guys, Gales, WARC. Yeah, finally got out of the hospital. Spent a weekend there. My 2.5 years ago, my full shoulder replacement failed, and took them 2.5 years to figure that out, and then I ended up going in. I went down to Beaumont, and I did a revision. Top part of it is all replaced and tightened up the screws, or, you know, put new screws in and make sure they were tight this time. Got rid of the infection, so now I'm going to have a port in my arm, or a pick line, and so I got to keep this pick line in until October 27th, and I go every day to the hospital and have an antibiotic put in. So 27 staples in my shoulder. That's fun. But all the pain for 24/7, 365 days a year for 2.5 years, I am pain free. The second day they were giving me pain meds. Wait just a minute. They were giving me pain meds, and the second day I says, why are you giving me these pain meds? Oh, you need them for your pain, keep it under control. I said, wait, time out. I don't have pain. So I ended up for the whole week getting baby aspirin in my antibiotic. But I don't take blood pressure medicine or nothing, so all good. Life is good, and pain is gone. And, yeah, our church, a Little Fair Assembly of God, is reaching out there to the family there, and that's sad. I always kind of drooled over that little trailer sitting there by the pond, but didn't expect you to have to live in it full time, but I'm glad they have facilities to use and all that, keep up with that, and food and whatever. So I'll turn it back to Kevin, and I heard about your situation there, Kevin. I've been praying about that, too. So, 7-3, W-A-Y-R-C, next go-around.
Mike, I was going to say at the top of the net that you were home, or glad to see you home. And glad to hear you're on the mend. That's good news. So there's end in sight for you with your pick line. But glad to hear you're on the mend. And, I drive by there all the time. In fact, I just did tonight again. And, I always noticed that nice little pond they had out there. And I appreciate your prayers. Thank you very much. So, all right. Myra, you're next. And then we'll take a standby. KE8FOQ, KB8PAR.
This is KE8FOQ. I got some cool radio news, so I got an HF radio, so I'm on HF now, plus I got my 2-meter hooked up in my house, so I'm actually using it for the first time. I got my antenna put up on the roof, so I'm making progress radio-wise. I've just had a crazy summer, been busy, and haven't kept missing the meeting, so I haven't been there in a bit, but I am making progress on radio, and that's about all I have. This is
KE8FOQ. Well, great, Myra. Congratulations. I can tell you on reverse out here in Columbiaville, you're basically full quieting on Simplex. So whatever antenna you're using, it's doing great. And what HF radio did you end up getting?
A friend actually brought it over for me to use. I don't really know what kind of radio it is, but it works great for the prepper nets.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, you'll have to take a look at the make and number on it, model number. I'm sure other people on the net are interested. So very good. I'm glad it's working for you. All right. We're at the bottom of our list for the first go-around, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations who wish to join, please call Nick. Please call Net Control now. All right, nothing additional hurts, so we'll go back up to the top. George, go right ahead. Stand by Dick. KBA-WGG, KB8TAR.
Hi, this is KB8WGG. Yes, indeed. Well, I had to take I had to come after the four-wheeler. It was getting kind of hard to start. It was getting to be a bugger. And I got to get it ready for the winter anyways. I don't know exactly what's wrong with it. I don't know if the carburetor needed cleaning or new spark plug. But anyways, they've got it. And they're supposed to give it a tune-up, oil change, et cetera, and so on. And anyways, hopefully it will be in good shape when I get it back. And I have no idea when I'm going to get it back because sometimes they take their time. Oh, well, hopefully they get it back in a couple of weeks, or in a week anyway. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, we're doing exceedingly well around here. Everybody's happy. As I was saying, Linda went to the store today, and got the siding done. So, and granddaughter was over the other day, the one that's a police officer, and she was happy. She's looking for a house desperately, and hopefully she can find one. She wants one in somewhere around Owosso, I guess. She's a city police officer in Flint, and she wants to go to Owosso. I think she wants to go out there because of the taxes. The taxes are much less expensive out there than they are here, so I think that's why she wants to go out there. All right, KBAWGG. Gentlemen, you have a fantastic night. KBAWGG.
All right, George, I hope they do okay looking for that house. I know there's a lot of people struggling with that issue right now. All right, let's see. Dick, I don't remember if I said it, but I'm glad to hear your wife made it home. I don't think I did say that, but I'm glad to hear she made it home, and sounds like she's on the mend, in addition to Mike. So there you go, a lot of people mending. KCAVHA, KBATAR, standby Rob.
Yeah, it's good to have her home, and it's good to hear that Mike's got his shoulder fixed up, hopefully permanently this time, and 7-3 everybody, and have a good night. KCAVHA, back to net.
All right, Dick, you guys take care. And Rob, go ahead, stand by Mike, NAPSD, KBATAR.
Yeah, well wishes for those very few. Just hear that, so, I'll bid 73, and,
Rob, if you're walking around with an HT, just for FYI, your first transmission was perfect, your second transmission was a little rough. So, whatever location you were in, the first time worked well, I guess is the moral of that story. But all right, we'll break with Rob. Mike, go ahead, stand by Myra. WAYRC, KBATAR.
Yeah, I was looking, listening on the input too. Yeah, he kind of sounded puny there at the end there. So, you know, take a spray paint, make an X, and stand right there where it's clear. So, I just made a contact on 10 meters and got Mexico about 1,700 miles away. But it's kind of up and down here. But anyway, I did. So, I'm going to have a lot of time to play ham radio. I get my shack organized as long as I can do it with one arm, one hand. So, long time of, well, be therapy after this. But, yep, all good. What's something else? I was gonna... Oh, don't forget dues. Dues are due in October. So, somebody say to mention that? No, I just thought of it. I guess we got another receive site up. It still needs a little tweaking, but another receive site at Burnside is up. Mayville's up. So I'm watching here on the voting machine on the computer and see who's hitting what. And last transmission was kind of puny. So find that spot. What else? Nothing. I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin. W-8-Y-R-C.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder, Mike. I completely slipped my mind, but Scott and I helped out a little bit this past Saturday. So at our site called Burnside, it's off M53, we now have a remote receive site for the repeater. Antenna's up at about 280 feet. And again, it's just a remote receive site. It's not a transmit location. So people on the eastern side of the county should have a lot easier time getting into the machine is the moral of that story. And thank you for the second reminder. If you make it to the meeting in October, because Scott's out, so remind me that dues are due. I haven't paid mine yet either. So we'll make sure we get that on the agenda. All right, Myra, go ahead and then we'll take a standby. KE8FOQ, KB8TAR.
This is KE8FOQ, and so I'm looking at my radio. My 2 meter is an ICOM 2730. I've had this one for a while. I used to have it in my car, but I have a copper J-pole that I built in a class probably about 7-8 years ago, and my friend came over and put it up on my roof for me and connected it so I can have my 2 meter in the house now and talk, and this is the first time I'm trying this one. And the HF radio I have is a Yaesu. It's a FT-857. And for that one, I just have a wire running across my yard. And that one, I was able to hear Maine pretty clearly the other night on the Prepper Net. So that's kind of my update on radio. And that's about all I have. 73, everyone, have a good night. This is KE8FOQ, back to Net.
Oh, very good, Myra. Both those radios are known to almost everybody, so I got a 2730 myself. I like that radio a lot. All right, very good. Glad they're working for you. And let's see, well, that's the end of our list for the second go-around, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations who wish to check in, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any other business or rechecks for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining the net, the net this evening. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KBTAR 73.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF.
KFA, DWP, monitoring. KFA, BWP, clear. KFA, BRD. KFA, BRD.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.